If I could go on safari, I wonder what I'd see. Do you think I'd see people lying in the trees, yawning in the sun just like me? I can imagine it now, sitting on the big iron beast that's faster than any rhino that's ever been, my mane combed neatly and trimmed back so everyone sitting behind me can see, my tail flapping like hands clapping as we ride into the thorn tree breeze. If I could go on safari, I'd put Mr. in front of my name, and everyone would say it rather excitedly instead of pointing flashing boxes at my mane. I would laugh rather than roar, because roaring has become such a bore. I would dance rather than stalk, so I could show off my pirouetted walk. I would sip bubbling brews from glasses with one paw ditched in the air, rather than lapping a dry riverbed where the smell of composted mud has become too much to bear. If I could go on safari, I wonder how I'd feel. Do you think I'd feel amazed watching people run and scramble towards the next meal? I can imagine it now with my pre-breakfast of poached salmon and eggs on toast, and lunch waiting patiently with plates full of beef you roasts. But before I could enjoy it, I'd have to check my talking box, and then again after lunch, and before dinner, and many times in between the clock. My head would be pacing demanding fields of information when all I want to do is to be really still. If I could go on safari, I'd want everything as now. Everything to be the same, because watching your thundery fast human life is like being on safari every single day.